In the middle of the sugya of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, and our Gemara tells us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the practice is that we do not blow shofar, and the reason why is because Agzeira Midrabanan Shema Yavirana, we're concerned somebody's going to take the shofar, carry it outside in a Rishus HaRabim, and violate an Issa D'Oraisa of Hotzah on Shabbos. Now, we mentioned last time that our Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, one would be allowed to blow the shofar, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the simple understanding is because Kohanim's Rizimheim, because the Kohanim are going to make sure, or the Bezdin is going to make sure, that nobody makes any mistake. The Rambam says it doesn't only apply to the Beis Hamikdash proper. The Rambam says Beis Hamikdash means also Yerushalayim, the Ir HaTikah, because that's also called an extension of the Beis Hamikdash. And that was a small machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether or not Beis Hamikdash includes Yerushalayim, or Beis Hamikdash is only Beis Hamikdash. So now, both the Rambam and Rashi agree, that after there's no longer a Sanhedrin, after there's no longer a Beis Hamikdash, we certainly are not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos because we go back to the regular concern that Shema Yavirenu, maybe you're going to carry it outside. Today's shiur, we're going to go through a more of a historical, fascinating story. It's a fascinating story. The reason I gave it out is because we're going to read through the whole story together. I think it's important that we see the Makoros on our own, and this is something you'll never find on your own, so it's really geschmack that I found it and we have it. Because he quotes here from the old Torah journals, where everybody weighed in on the issue about what they felt about this very burning issue. Now the story really begins, you look at the first paragraph, the copy machine copied them out of, they're in order, but it's in the English way. So the top left is the first one, is that correct? Top left is the first one? Yeah. Top left is first. And then it goes to the top right, and then it goes to the bottom left and the bottom right. So let's begin like this. That's based on a machlokes harishonim that we spoke about. Rashi and the Rambam disagree. What's the story with Yerushalayim? Now, skip down a few lines where he writes, Ulu Umasam. So you have Rashi and the Rambam that both agree that at a time when you don't have a Sanhedrin, when you don't have a Beis Hamikdash, you are not able to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos. Ulu Umasam. There should be more on the bima, I think. Ulu Umasam. Not like Rashi and the Rambam, there are those who feel posek rav alfis, meaning the Rif, ki yesh makom letkiyah shofar b'Shabbos gam bizman hazeh. You're allowed to blow shofar even bizman hazeh, even today. Lo rak b'Yerushalayim. Not only in Yerushalayim itself, you're even allowed to blow shofar anywhere, even bizman hazeh. B'halchosav mevi harif lahalacha es divrei Rav Huna. And the reason why is because the Rif himself quotes the halacha here. Skip down to the end, last two lines of this paragraph. Bottom line, ein tokim b'Shabbos ela b'bezdin shakitshu es hachodesh. That's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says you're only allowed to do the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos when you have a bezdin that would be allowed to be mekadesh the chodesh, which is the bezdin hagadol. Not stam any ad hoc bezdin that you're going to put together. However, posik harif, the rif is of the opinion ki b'bezdin kavua mutter litkar b'Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos. You don't need the Bezdin HaGadol in order to allow you to blow shofar on Shabbos. Any Bezdin. So I happen to live in Tveria, and I have three Tamina Chachamim that obviously would never be Mekadosh the Chodesh, but they are Tamina Chachamim, they do serve as the Bezdin. That's good enough to allow me to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, even at a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Even at a time when there's no Sanhedrin HaGadol. So this is a very important Shita of the Rif. Now, what I find fascinating about this, and we'll get to the later history and how this was nizgagel into a bigger story, but what's fascinating is often you'll find the Rishonim say something which sounds outlandish. Not that we think it's outlandish, other Rishonim think it's outlandish. Sometimes you'll have the Rif will say Yeshita Yechida. Sometimes the Ran will say something that all the other Rishonim disagree with. It's very unusual that you find that they say something that's what in the opinion of other Rishonim is outlandish, but the Rishonim go after them and like call them crazy names because of it. So here, the Rif gives what they consider to be an outlandish psak. He says you're allowed to have the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos in any community as long as it's a bezdin. Doesn't have to be a fancy bezdin. Even a simple bezdin is good. But look what they say. Rabbeinu Zrachia, the Balamar, V'chein HaRosh, Mosrim, they write, the Rif and the Rosh write, I'm sorry, the Rosh and the Balamar write, Shaharif Af Asa Maisa. Not just that the Rif held this way, that this was the psak, the Rif actually did it. When they had Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, the Rif went ahead and blew the shofar. Amru alav al Rabilfus. So here's the direct quote. They say about the Rif, Shahaya tokea b'Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'Shabbos, v'chei mashma b'l chosav, and so too, that's what it sounds like in the Rif's psak, Fine. But who are you, Mefarish? Kol Makom. How does the Rif understand our Gemara? Kol Makom sheyesh bo bezdin. Any place that a bezdin is in commission, any place where you have a bezdin, lav dafka Sanhedrin. You don't need the fancy bezdin argadol ela bezdin muflag begadol bedoros. And the Ran writes over there that this is the way the Rif understands it. Look at the next paragraph. Rabbi Nizrachi Halevi Balamar Masig Allah Vitoin. The Balamar jumps on the Rif and he says, not only do I disagree, and I think you're reading the Gemara incorrectly, and I think everything about your understanding of the sugi is wrong, but he says, Zehu Echod min amakomos hamatmiim hanimsam bahalachos. Fascinating. There's a lot of strange Rifs out there. But the Balamar writes, this is one of the strangest, one of the makomos hamatmiim, where the Rif goes, it's an aberration. We don't know what he's talking about. How does he understand the Gemara like this? How can the Rif then take his own opinion and actually act upon it and allow himself to blow the shofar on Shchanan Shchalish B'Shabbos? They think this is totally, totally out of line. Next paragraph. Harash Mitzayin, the Rash writes, Kilim Ros Hisnagusa Shalarif. Even though this was the Hanhaga, even though this was the practice of the Rif, Lo Nagu Talmid of Achrav Lasos came. So they all respected the Rif, and they followed his opinions on everything else, even the strange ones, but this one, no, that's going too far. Which is fascinating. The Rush tells us that they didn't accept the Rif's opinion, even his greatest Talmidim. HaRitva Madgish, the Ritva writes, V'lamatzinu misha noi kamosa b'shum makam b'Yisrael. The Rif has his opinion, we don't know what he's talking about, he's wrong, even though he did it on his own, the Talmidim didn't follow it, the Ritva writes, nobody in Klal Yisrael took it, and this is the way we hold in Shulchan Aruch as well. Now, so this was the original Machlokes in the times of the Rishonim, and the Rif seems to be a totally rejected opinion, not just rejected, his own Talmidim didn't follow him, and all the Rishonim that came a little bit after him also felt that this was something that was unreasonable. For some reason, later on in history, about 110, 115 years ago, this whole story all of a sudden pops up again, and this was the cause of a major, major controversy. And the reason why we're going into it today is because it's a very famous story, and it's something that's fascinating just to know the real makoros about. So let's see. Go to the next page. Shmuas shonos halchos b'Yerushalayim. There are a lot of different shmuas. There's a lot of raid about haskamusam shal Reb Shmuel Salant v'Reb Elio David Rabinowitz Tumim. So I'm sure many of us know the story. Reb Shmuel Salant was the Rav of Yerushalayim. Shmuel Salant gets old. He's bedridden. He's not able to do his job the way he's supposed to. And he invites the Aderis, who was the Avezdin in Potavish for 19 years, he invites him to come. The Aderis had a whole crazy life story on his own, where he lost a lot of his children, and they died along the way, and they died because the community threw him out and wouldn't give him food. Mamish crazy stories with the Aderis. But either way, the Aderis then is invited by Reb Shmuel Salant to come and be the assistant chief rabbi in Yerushalayim. On the thought that Reb Shmuel Salant is old, and he's not well, and he's going to pass away, and then the Aderis is going to take over. The Aderis moves to Yerushalayim. 2 years later, he passes away, and he never has the chance to be the chief rabbi because Reb Shmuel Salant outlived him by many years. So that's the interesting part of the story. So the Aderis was known to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and Reb Shmuel Salant was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim at the time. So he writes, there's a big question about whether or not the Aderis and Reb Shmuel Salant, what was their feeling about having Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So let's see. Litkah b'Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbos. Yesh gam Shmuel's hakchasha b'nogeh laskamas hagon Reb Shmuel Salant. There are some people who say Reb Shmuel Salant never allowed it. Shuv Moshim, there are those who say over a different story. Shrebe Kivi Yosef Shlezer, who was also one of the great Gedolim at the time, Lo histapik b'taluma b'lvad l'tkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'Shabbos. So this goes down in history as, you know, the fight of Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger. He's the one who wanted that we should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So it goes down in history as his thing. So he says, there are those who say that not only was he fighting for it, elagamas ha'maisa. Not only did he fight for it, but he actually went ahead and did it. Like the Rif, right? The Rif himself didn't only fight that this is the right thing to do. The Rush writes that the Rif actually did it. Yesh gamo sifim, there are those who say that when Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger went ahead and did it, I'm sorry, uve'echan batek nesios haktanam shebi'ir atika o bebeso, so Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger either in his own house or in his shul, taka, he went ahead and he blew the shofar, even though it was Shabbos. Yesh gamo sifim, and some say if that version of the story is true, that Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger went ahead and did it, that Hagon HaDeres, who was the chief rabbi at the time, he was scared of the crazy Kanoim who were going to go and kill him if he signed on to such a thing. Lo babapumbi lo samakam, so he couldn't participate in a public way because he was nervous. You know, there were kanan back then also, not just today. However, the Adera said to himself, how can I miss out on the opportunity to hear the shofar? If somebody's blowing, I got to go here, but I can't let anyone see me. So they say the Adera is Yasha Becheder Samachlo Kedei Latzis Yidei Chavas Hayom. So fascinating. So Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is fighting, this is what we should do. Some people have the version of the story that this is actually what he did. And then a further version of the story is that not only is this what he did, the other Gedolim at the time went ahead and were listening with their ear to make sure that they hear the Tkiyah Shofar. Once he's doing the thing that he's supposed to do, so now we're going to listen even if we don't agree with him. Yeah. So let's see. So we're going to read the whole story. So Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, he doesn't bring the whole thing here, but Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger wrote, I think, 13 reasons why he thinks it's okay. 13 reasons why he thinks they were allowed to, and that's what everyone was fighting about. This is what we're going to read, and I just think the history of the whole development of the story is very fascinating. So in the next paragraph he writes basically that everything was printed in this Torah journal of Tel Talpius, not sure exactly what it is, and look at the last two lines. Malay ha'yosafik kol shehu baska moseim shalagon Rab Shmuel Salant ve'agon ha'aderes. If there was any question if Rab Shmuel Salant and the Aderes didn't agree with what he was doing, or Malay ha'yu advarim rak b'chinas dechi madchilei lo ha'yu elu shoskim alkach. So he says, there's no way that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger would have gotten away with it if he didn't have the haskama, if he didn't have the agreement of the chief rabbi. It can't be. So he says there must be some indication. So Rabbi Zevin weighs in on the issue. Rabbi Zevin writes as follows. Three lines in. Sha'alta. Sha'elas hatkiya b'Rosh Hashanah shachal d'Shabbos yarda l'maisa me'ala perak mimosa rifa eilach. So we have the Rif has his opinion, but ever since the Rif, the whole story quieted down. And the other Rishonim disagreed with him, but it was a few hundred years. Nobody said anything. Ulam hasha'elam is arashuv Yerushalayim. So the Reb Zevin tells us that the story now reinvigorates. It comes up again. Bishnos tafresh samachay tafresh samach vav. So what year is that? That's the early 1900s, probably 1910 or something like that. No? Does that make sense?
It's exactly 100 years.
Exactly 100 years ago. So it's right. So it's 1910, 1915, something like that. Behen, yes, I know. 100 years ago is 1916. I got it. But it wasn't the first year, meaning there was a debate back and forth. He says that Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos happened a few years in a row, and they were fighting back and forth for a couple of years till they worked it out. Or didn't work it out. Bahen Chala Rutsufo Shana Achar Shana, the way the calendar turned out, they had year after year Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. V'Talmud Chacham Gadol Takif Badaito Ubal Meres. There was a Talmud Chacham who everybody recognized as a Talmud Chacham. It's not like Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was a nobody. Everybody knew him. His name was Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Also, Taluma Gedola, he made a big tumult, Litka b'Yerushalayim b'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So this is what Reb Zevin writes. V'ulam, Einar Reb Zevin Mazkir Klal. So he says, Reb Zevin, thank you very much for giving us that history. However, you didn't mention that Gam B'Tuf Reish Mem Beis, which was 20 years before that, Shagam B'Shanah Hi Chav Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, was already a tumult 20 years before. This wasn't anything new. Haisa Hisarus Gedola Litkiya Shofar b'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger didn't wake up one day on the wrong side of the bed and decide to pick this fight. He was around 20 years before than they fought about it the first time. So now, when it happened again year after year, he decides, why don't we reinstitute that which we fought about 20 years ago, and now we'll try to work it out. When Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is arguing out his case, he says, this is something that 20 years ago was already discussed with the Gedolim at the time. Im litka b'Shabbos b'Yerushalayim ir atika b'beis ha'knesses miyuchad, b'vad kol batei dinim akvum v'rabbanim Hashem yichiyuhu v'yishmerehu, that there was a group of Rabbanim at the time. We had a Bezdin Kavua in Yerushalayim at the time, and all of them were involved in the discussion. U'makam ha'mesugal azeh ha'yoser nachon ka'eis b'beis ha'knesses Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai shmo na'a lo kitikno. Ketakanoso, he says, what greater place to have this take place than the Beis HaKnesses of Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai himself, who is the one who makes the Takana Nar Gemara? So there was a shul in the old city called Beis HaKnesses Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai. I don't know if there still is or not. Is there? Anybody know? So that's where Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger says we should have the Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos. And then he writes that this is printed in the Tel Talpius, the journal Tafer Samach Dal. Alisor Rezehu Mosif, and he adds on, Kasher Higia Lemaisa. When this came down to bottom line, what are we going to do? V'azman hayabol samach l'Rosh Hashanah. So we're running out of time. What are we going to do this year? It's almost Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. What are we going to do? Nigmar minagon hagadol Marenu harab Yoshua leiv av bezin debrisk. That is the Maral Diskin. So he says, we found out that the Maral Diskin, they asked him, lasos hasifa rabba bebeis midrash alza. So the Maral Diskin says, we got to call everybody in. We got to all talk about it. Vegamagon rishon letzion v'chach mei svarad amru lovel l'sham. Everybody agreed, even Ashkenazim, Svaradim agreed, we're all going to come to the Maral Diskin's house, to his beis medrash. We're going to talk about it. Laden olav l'maisa, to talk about it, bottom line, what are we going to do this year? And it's a week before Rosh Hashanah, so we got to figure it out. V'shuvnis bav l'hasifa. But then, everybody agrees to come, and then for whatever reason, the whole thing falls through. They cancel the meeting. Meiza tam nizbatel adavar l'ratza l'galus. So Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger is at a loss. Here I am, I work my head off to try to get everybody together, and I ask the Maral Diskin to call a meeting. And he gets the Rishon Lezion, the Ashkenazim, and the Svardim, everyone's going to come. And now they cancel the meeting, and nobody's telling me why. V'hiv tzarti bo, and I was begging him, I was pleading with him to tell me, Ezu sod ba'alacha, is there something that I don't know about? Torah hiv illuminati tzarach, all I want to know is to know the right answer. Achar tzar rabbi, he says, after finally badgering them relentlessly, Amar li hatam, he says, well, I'll tell you the reason, m'pnei ki ein lanu bezen kavua ka'alacha. Yeah, it's nice, you're fighting, you have a good idea, but bottom line, we don't really have a bezin that everybody agrees to nowadays, and therefore, we don't have a right to rely on the Rif. That's what he says, we don't have a right to rely on the Rif. What about the fact that the Mechaber doesn't quote the Rif? So I don't know. So he has his 13 reasons why he thinks it's okay. But bottom line, why was the meeting canceled? Because he says, Nimnu Begamer, everyone agrees, we don't really have a bezin nowadays. Histamchuso shel Rabbi Kivi Yosef ala skamas hagon Rabbi Chizkiyo Medini. Who's that? That's the Stechemet. So Stechemet also was alive at the time. He was the Av Bezdin in Hebron. So they say that Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger got the Stechemet involved. She is torach lihimalach in bala Stechemet. Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger was told, we have to find out what the Stechemet's opinion is on such a matter before we make a psak. And we talk haskamaso shel Rishon LeZion. So he's assuming that from the fact that the Rishon LeZion signed on, the Sfardi chief rabbi signed on, that they're okay with it, la'achar shivua yamim, because the Rishon LeZion, when Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger went to the chief rabbi, the Sfardi chief rabbi, and he presented him the case, so the Sfardi chief rabbi told him, come back in 7 days. And he said, im Ashkenazim yisku b'beis haknesa shalahem, if you guys will come to a understanding that this is what you're going to do, then we're going to do the same thing. The Sfardim are going to do the same thing. Yesh lahaniach, he says, we can assume, it must be that they had the haskam of the Stechemet, because otherwise the chief rabbi, the Sfaradi chief rabbi, never would have agreed to go ahead with it if the Ashkenazim agreed. Let's see. So we're going to read what he's talking about. So Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger has this idea. He argues 13 reasons why he thinks it's okay. But then he says, look, I'm only Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger, I got to ask the Gedolim in the time. So he goes ahead, such a difference in perspective. Nowadays we say, oh, look, I have a Chiddush, so what do I care what everybody else says, right? We print it and we go ahead with it. Kivi Yosef Schlesinger, who's a recognized Gadol on his own, says, in the end of the day, I'm not the Gadol Ador, so I have to go make sure I have people who agree with me. So he calls upon Reb Shmuel Salant, and the Aderes, and the Stechad. So look what he writes. Kasher Igiyah Chodesh Elol Ha'avar Tafri Samach Dalid. Now, we already saw, Reb Zevin says, that 20 years before, everybody was already writing on this. So he goes ahead, Reb Kivi Yosef Schlesinger gathers up all of the articles that everybody wrote 20 years ago. He goes ahead and presents them. He walks into the house of the Aderes, he says to them, here, look at the shtickel Torah that are written, look at all the arguments back and forth, let's talk about it. So he leaves it by the Aderes, that the Aderes should flip through it and see what he thinks. So after he's finished reading it, he asks the Aderes, "Nu, what do you think?" Lo dai shahaya maskim. Not only did the Aderes say to him that he approved, he was more lahut about it than I was, says Rabbi Kivi Yosef. He was more on fire about this idea than I myself was, and I'm the one who came up with the whole idea now. After I saw that he was more on fire about it than I was in favor, I said to myself,
"Krayna de igrisa hila havi parkavanka."
He says, now that the Alderis is so in favor, now I got to go ahead. It's my job because the Alderis is such a big proponent of this. Now I got to go ahead and make sure the Rishon LeZion signs on also. Nikach Merkava Lensoi Lav, we're going to take a chariot right away to go travel to the Rishon LeZion. Uvali Sofek, and right away we're going to go ahead and take care of this. He says, of course, the Rishon LeZion, after he hears that the Aderis agreed, and I'm into it, he's probably going to agree as well. And the Aderis said, it's a good idea. I think we should go visit the Sfardi chief rabbi to discuss it with him. He says, I think it's a good idea. Unfortunately, I'm not well, so I can't come with you. So this wasn't just a trying to get himself out of it. He writes, "Ki imzos yase, I'm going to send my family along with you to show that I'm in support of this. I just, myself, because of my health, I'm not able to come." So he sends Beno, I don't know who the son of the Aderis was, I don't know what his name was, Chesbeis, Bimakomo Imanu. He's going to send him in his place. Levake Shalzos Bishmon, he wants his son to ask the Sfardi chief rabbi in his father's name that he should agree to this. Vinasanu Anivahu, myself and the son of the Aderis traveled. V'chasno haravid ha-kohen sheyichya. Is that Rav Kook? I think it's Rav Kook. Haravid sheyichya is Rav Kook. Shehu dayna mi-bezdin svardim v'chasidim. That's where I got confused a little, because I don't think Rav Kook was on the bezdin of the svardim v'chasidim. But either way, kibanu ha-rabbi Rishon LeZion. So here we are, myself and Rav Kook, and the son of the Aderis coming to present the case to the Sfardi chief rabbi. So he accepts us in his house, b'chol osas hakavod, v'harachnu b'kashasenu milafanav, and we lay out the problem in front of him. L'tkob b'rosh Hashanah shechalis b'shabes b'beis haknesah shor b'yachnam etzakeh. Should we be blowing shofar this year in Yerushalayim? Kar l'fanav chacham echad. So one of us got up and read before him kechal kasav anit v'tel tapios, and we read him all the articles that were written 20 years before. V'ayim ma'ayinu mafal b'bohetim, and he's talking about it, he's asking questions, he's answering. So we have this whole very positive meeting with the chief rabbi, and after that he says, look, everything you're saying sounds very nice, but I don't want anyone to go crazy about it. He says, Tov lehisyayitz im hagon bal hastechem et shlita avbezin lechevra. It's a nice idea, I think, it sounds good, you answered all my questions, but I think we should have the haskam of the stechemet. Uva'od shmona yamim, he says, I'm going to discuss it with this Techemed. In another 8 days, I'll get back to you after I discuss it with him. And that's going to be my decision. After a week, so Rabbi Kivi Yosef doesn't give up. 7 days pass. He promised me the 8th day we can come and ask him a psak. He goes back to him to ask him Mishvil Tshuva. So he wants to know, what do you think? Sfardi chief rabbi says as follows. If you guys get together and decide that this is a good idea for you, then we'll do it also, because obviously he checked in with the Stechemed and the Stechemed agreed to it. Right? That was the deal. So, v'imlo, but if you don't think it's a good idea, then we're not going to be the only ones. So everybody has to be on the same page. That's what he says. V'amahe, he says, okay, so you'll do whatever we do. Kichein agon ha'adera sheyichya naskim v'chalavava v'chonafsho sheyisku. He says, look, I think it's a good idea because not only do I think it's a good idea, I already spoke to the Aderis. Look, the Aderis sent Rav Kook to come talk to you also, so if the Aderis agrees and I agree, and now you agree and the Stechemet agrees, so let's go. I'm sorry. He says, I've heard, the Sfardi chief rabbi tells them, it's nice that the Aderis agrees to you, but I heard that Rav Shmuel Salant, who's the real rabbi, he's on top of the Aderis, he's very opposed to it. Amarti, so Rabbi Kivi Yosef writes, I said to myself, Yavar alai ma, what do I care? So, Rav Shmuel Salant isn't happy, I'll go talk to him. Why don't we talk it out? We'll discuss it. Ani eser lagon Rav Shmuel Salant sheyichya lishol espiv, lama menagid lo zeharbe. I already discussed it with everybody else. The Stechemet agrees, and the Aderis agrees. Everybody's in favor of the Rishon LeZion. He's telling me that Rav Shmuel Salant is opposed. I'll go talk to him. Nasati Elav im od imo, I went together with somebody else to go talk to him. Kasher nichnasu bebeisa, when we went into his house, si parti lo kalanal, I told him the whole story. Valki never bishma, I told him that people are saying in his name, shumen nagid harbe al kain basi lishalama. People are telling me in your name that you're opposed to the whole institution of blowing shofar on Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos in Yerushalayim. I just came, I want to find out, what are you opposed to? What's the opposition? The Heishiv, and he says, Shaloshama me'inyin ze ad ata klum. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, I'm the son of a highly respected personality who everybody knows. I can't tell you how many times I've heard things in my father's name, and then I've asked him, and he says, I don't know what they're talking about. Just this afternoon, I had someone from San Francisco who sent me a shaila that he heard that Rav Schechter said, you're allowed to, not he heard, his community is mekel, like Rav Schechter's psak that he said, that you're allowed to go ahead and have a nachri, push the strollers on Shabbos every week, even though it's a Rishus HaRam, even though there's no Erev, because it's a Makom Mitzvah. Ask my father, he says, never gave such a psak, there's no such thing. So, these things happen. People say things in the name of great people, and Lahayu V'lanivru. So that's what happened over here. They're saying in the name of Rav Shmuel Salant, oh, everyone said you're opposed, and he says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is the first time hearing about the whole story. Adarabba, what are you talking about, says Rav Shmuel Salant. Bishnas Taf Reish Mem Beis, 20 years ago when we started talking about this issue, Kasher Haya Maduber Letzka Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Haya Oz Mitzapa Lelech Lishmat Kiyah Shofar. I wanted to go hear it then, when they wanted to do it 20 years ago. So what are you saying I'm opposed to it? I was all for it then. Chalila v'chaz, how can you say in my name that I'm opposed, if after all I'm the one who wanted to go hear it in the first place? Ach lazer lazela yuchal. He says, I'm opposed. As I told you, 20 years ago I was the one who wanted to participate. But I can't help in the fight. I can't help in the charge. Ki hu atzer hamita kanoda. Because, you know, I'm wheelchair bound. I'm in my bed. I'm not able to get around and to take care of this. Al kain. This is why I brought in the Aderes, to be in my place. And that's basically the story that took place with the Shmuel Salant. So it sounds like everyone's in agreement. Akiva Yosef, Choser Madgish Kamapamis, Haskamosuyam, Shogoni Yisrael. And he writes again and again and again how he spoke to this one, he spoke to the other one, everyone was on board. Benagel Agon Haderes. Then he writes about the Aderes. Hayim lo kedai lanu lismoch al haras osa hagon haderes atzal bulvat. Why do I even have to go ask everybody else? If the Aderes is the person who gave in and said this is a good idea, everybody's eating the Aderes' meat. He's the one who's giving the kashrus in Yerushalayim. Nobody else is. So everybody relies on him. Everybody obviously thinks he's a posik. Yeah, you have a shaila in Ishus. You have a shaila in Ishus. Who do you go and ask the shaila to? The Aderes. Everybody knows that. When we're talking about a real chi of kares, we go ask the shaila to the Aderes, everyone relies on his psak. And all of a sudden, al shvus enabar samcha b'tmiya, all of a sudden you're coming to a dinder rabbanon, gzera shema yavirenu, you're not going to listen to the Aderes? Consciousness, what is this? So this is fascinating. Rabbi Kivi Yosef Schlesinger is all out attack. He thinks that this is the way to go, this is what we have to do. And it's a very interesting story. So we're out of time. And it seems not to be a simple issue at all. The next few paragraphs present what the opposition perhaps was. And they say that even if the Rif had this opinion, in the end of the day, it seems that nobody really quotes the opinion of the Rif and nobody agrees with it. And therefore, maybe there's room to argue that this is the wrong thing to do. Anyway, this is a very fascinating story. But if you look in the last paragraph, in the Tel Tal Pios, that same journal, they once again rehash the issue. And he writes the following. He writes that this Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Zilberstein, Rabbi Shai Zilberstein, I don't know who he was opposed to it. Vim ki karav Rabbi Kiva Yosef, he calls Rabbi Kiva Yosef what he considers to be a nasty name, but he says, Oiv mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs. Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, what, you don't have enough mitzvahs to take care of? Stick to the 613 mitzvahs that you're supposed to do, and don't try to make up new mitzvahs. That's what they write on the side of the page in Ksubas, where Tosa says about counting the Shiva Nikiyim. So they quote on the side that the Shalah says that you should make that the Nida, it's a mitzvah to count the Shiva Nikiyim. I think the Shalah even said you should make a brach on it or something like that. So they write on the side of the page, Oy mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs. The Shalah Kodesh making up new mitzvahs. He can't get enough. He's making up new mitzvahs. So that's the name. That's the nasty name that they give Kiva Yosef. Look at you. Who posed again on the Hachmer, Lahamsi, Tarkana, Litzkor, B'Yushalayim, B'Makom Bezdin? We don't think that this is a good idea. And basically, this is a major issue that was brewing at the time. And it's fascinating, if you continue reading over here, just the next few paragraphs, you see that there's a lot to talk about, back and forth. A lot of people disagreed, a lot of people did agree. But in the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, it's not even clear what he ended up doing. It's not even clear what he ended up doing. There are some shmuas that say Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger didn't just feel this way, he actually did it. There are others who say he never would have done it because he didn't have everyone on board, even though he claimed he did have everyone on board. And then even if he did do it, there are Shmuel's Mischalfus, it's not clear whether or not even if he did it, did others come along to listen to what he did, or did they just ignore him totally? Think of Tzvi Pesach Frank has a long tshuva in the Har Tzvi about what he would have done in that time in history. Would he have gone to go listen, or would he have said that you should stay far away from such a thing? If you don't agree with it, don't have a part in it at all. Okay? Anyway, thought it was an interesting piece of history.